Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Show and Tell, Psalm 25, 4 through 5. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Much has changed in school since I was a boy, and no, it was not before the flood when I attended school. Back in the olden days, we used to have show and tell. Kids would bring some treasure and explain why it was a treasure and not simply junk. The psalmist is praying to the Lord in today's scripture and asking for at least three things. In the passage, I have underlined these three words: show, teach, and lead. Let's look at them. To show implies vision. It is seeing with our eyes or our senses. I enjoy being around blind people. They do not have optical vision, so they see with their sense of touch, hearing, or smell. Can they see? You better believe they do, often with greater acuity than sighted persons. As we read God's word, we should ask Him to show us those things that He desires for us to see. This prayer is a willingness to receive the things that are shown. It may be described as an eagerness to receive what the Lord shows. The second word, teach, goes beyond merely being shown. We need to be taught whatever will be for our good and God's glory. Many years ago, I recall being in a Sunday school class that was being taught by a gifted teacher. One of the members of the class was a small man who always wore a smile. One day, commenting to me in broken English, he said, "It is like she opened the top of my head and poured the learning inside." We need to consider ourselves as students being taught by the Lord. Sitting in a class can be very tedious and hard. The results are what count, not simply to receive a passing grade, but that it has meaning and purpose from that day forward. There's another element that is important, the material. The psalmist asks that he be taught the Lord's paths. It is a request for direction, a map. I know that comes as a shock to you ladies who think that men never stop and ask for directions. In the spiritual realm, we need to have instruction on the path of the Lord. Without knowing His paths, we will certainly become lost. The last word, but of vital importance, is the word guide. It means that there is one who knows the way and will go before us to be our guide. We might pray for insight to see our need. We might have head knowledge about God's paths, but when we actually hit the trail, we need a guide to be there in the lead. All this seems so simple, you may think I have reverted to those grade school days. If so, just humor me. This one was for me. I always need to be a child at heart and totally dependent upon the Lord. My prayer is that I, like David, want to be led by the Lord. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails or read his devotional online or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.